This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. About a year ago, I did an interview with a guy by the name of Andy Greenberg. He's a writer at Wired, and we were talking about what had seemed like a near-death experience he had had driving a Jeep that, while he was driving it, had been hacked by a couple of researchers. Chrysler has done a recall and patched that particular vulnerability, but that is not quite the end of the story. Andy's got a couple of new articles up at Wired, more about car hacking. Andy Greenberg, it's good to have you back.
Good to be here again.
I confess that I read your most recent articles about these car hacking guys with the faint hope that you were going to tell me it was all figured out and cars were not hackable. And I got to tell you, I was a little disappointed.
Well, to be clear, a lot of things have been fixed since last year. What I was writing about this year really isn't an over-the-internet hack. It's an attack that requires physical access to the vehicle. It's kind of meant to show, from these researchers' point of view, what they could have done if they were really evil hackers who had kept this attack secret for another year and just kept working on it without telling Chrysler and helping them to fix that problem a year ago.
Give it up. What can they do? What could they have done had they wanted to?
So they can now turn the steering wheel at any speed. And they demonstrated that on themselves. Luckily,
yeah,
not me this year.
There's a great video clip, actually, on the Wired website, which shows this thing going like into a cornfield, right?
That's right, into a ditch. They had to get towed out. But you know what they're saying is that there could easily be another remote vulnerability found that could allow somebody to do that over the internet wireless attack again. Or, you know, this is a lesson about what an evil hacker could have done if they hadn't helped the company publicly to fix the problem.
Yeah. A word here about sort of the future of driving. As we go to cars that are autonomous and are driven by computer code, which will have to be updated and which will have to interact with, you know, traffic signals and infrastructure and all that, this is a big, big deal.
Well, that's right. I mean, what Charlie and Chris, these two researchers, have done is basically hijack existing, you know, features. Mm-hmm. So imagine a vehicle that has essentially automated features that do everything. Once you hijack that vehicle's computer, you can really remote control it to a degree that you can't with existing vehicles.
Mm-hmm. You were driving the car last year when you wrote that piece, right, that these guys hacked into?
Yeah, that's right.
What was it like? The only thing they did was like disconnect the transmission or something, right? They threw it into neutral or something weird?
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't sound like such a serious thing, except that I was stranded on a highway with no shoulder with a big rig truck like creeping up behind me. They were telling me, you know, just turn the car off and on again to get it restarted, and that wasn't working, and they were blasting the radio, which they had taken over as well. It was a kind of panic-inducing you know, trauma for me. But luckily, you know, that is not possible anymore, thanks to the fact that they publicized that attack.
Mm-hmm. There is also a Wired piece I want to talk to you about real quick about big rig trucks and how vulnerable they are.
That's right. I think that, you know, that may actually even be a scarier piece of research than Charlie and Chris's second Jeep hack. But a group of researchers at the University of Michigan found that just by plugging into the truck's network, and this is a 33,000-pound industrial vehicle, they could send very easily a set of commands to cause it to accelerate. They think they could have blown out the engine if they had wanted to. To be clear, I don't want to scare consumers in general, but these are things that the auto industry, and now the industrial auto industry, really needs to pay attention to.
You are, we should say, we got you in Vegas. You're at a couple of black hat hacking conferences and a DEF CON hacking conference. What is the mood in the cybersecurity world right now?
I'm seeing, maybe for the first time, a little more of a focus on trying to fix things, trying to actually build mitigations into software. There's a little less of a focus on blowing stuff up.
Andy Greenberg is a senior writer at Wired Magazine, talking about hacking in cars and hacking cars. Andy, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kai.